Coming up on show 649, this happened.
Welcome to the Cybertruck unveil. Yeah!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, in fact, wherever you are listening around the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. My name is Martin Lee. I go through every EV story to save your time every single day, a little caffeine hit of EV news. But today, there, of course, is only one story. That is a brand new vehicle from Tesla. We can't call it a car. We can't call it a truck because it kind of defines a new segment. It's going to be interesting how many of these show up on myev.com. I don't know, in the next 5 years or so. Maybe someone will buy one and then they'll be trading in. It's a fair way off, though. MyEV in the USA is a website for connecting buyers and sellers and those who are EV curious in the world of plug-in vehicles. If you are in the US, check it out, myev.com. They do help me make this show. Elon Musk said, trucks have basically been the same for 100 years, and we want to do something different. And many people turned up to see it in person. Many more watched online to see and hear this.
Welcome to the Cybertruck unveil. Yeah! Trucks have been the same for a very long time, over like 100 years. Trucks have been basically the same. We want to try something different. So I present to you the Cybertruck.
Right, the stats then, from the press release, the top range version has over 500 miles. Wow, that is definitely banking on some future developments of technology, considering the car that Tesla make at the moment, which can go the farthest, is just short of 380 miles. That is long range Model S. And they're saying the Roadster will do 600 and the new Cybertruck will do 500 plus. They are definitely banking on technology which is not currently in their vehicles, but that's no great surprise. 0-60 time of a utility vehicle, bearing in mind, of the tri-motor, yes, three motors in the top version, of 2.9 seconds, less than 2.9 seconds, they say. So we get that it goes a very long way, and it gets there very quickly. Towing capacity, more than 14,000 pounds. I'm not someone who's ever thought about buying a truck. Probably never will, so I don't need to look at the towing capacity, so I have no idea whether that is good, bad, or indifferent, but from what I gather online, from those in the know, that's pretty impressive. Payload, 3,500 pounds. The length of what they call the vault. You might call it the flatbed or the bed in different parts of the world. Tesla call it the vault, the bit where you stick stuff. 6.5 feet. That would be pretty good for camping, wouldn't it? If you could, even the tallest of people could get a good blow-up mattress in the back of the vault, or the flatbed, and sleep pretty comfortably. Storage capacity, 100 cubic feet of exterior lockable storage, the vault, the frunk, and the sail pillars. The sail is the thing that, if you've got three people in the front, three people in the back, because yes, this is a six-seater, behind the second row. Imagine a line from the head, as it were, or the top of the heads of the people in the back seats all the way through to the back of that. It's just kind of like a straight line. Now, normally this would be a right angle on other trucks, but in the Cybertruck, they call it the sail. Because it forms like a triangle through to the back of the vehicle. The suspension travel is 4 inches in either direction. The touchscreen is bigger than the Model 3. It is in horizontal format, but it's 17 inches. The body is ultra-hard, cold-rolled stainless steel. And again, they say if there's something better out there, we would use it. Seating capacity, 6 people, like I mentioned, 6 adults, actually. Charging, and of course, the latest technology, 14,000 superchargers in the network, but with the latest V3 technology, 250 kilowatts of charging. Before we get into the specs, let's look at how everybody reacted to the styling and just the overall reaction to when Elon Musk brought out the Cybertruck. I'm going to play you a couple of minutes of highlights here. It was a short presentation by Tesla and Elon standards, but I have edited it down just a couple of minutes. Have a listen to what happens here with the various demonstrations going on, with taking a sledgehammer to the side of it. Yes, indeed, with throwing balls at, or steel balls at, the windows, which didn't go according to script. You'll hear that and a lot more as well. Have a listen to this.
So we'll start off with the size. The dimensions. The functionality I'm going to describe is within a space that is less than the most popular pickup truck in the United States, the F-150. So we didn't cheat in either width, height, or length. Plautus says the fundamental design change, we moved the mass to the outside. We created an exoskeleton. So normally the way that a truck is designed, you have a body on frame, you have a bed on frame, and the body and the bed don't do anything useful. They're carried like cargo, like a sack of potatoes. It was the way that aircraft used to be designed, when they had biplanes, basically. The key to creating an effective monoplane was a stressed skin design. You move the stress to the outside skin. It allows you to do things that you can't do with a body on frame. So we're able to make the skin out of thick, ultra-hard stainless steel. It's really hard. We're going to show you just how hard. Yeah. Really wind up and nail it. Yeah. Franz, could you try to break this glass, please?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, maybe that was a little too hard. Yeah. In addition, the car has an adaptive air suspension. It's literally built, with adaptive air suspension. So this will come standard on all the cars. I think this is actually a very important design element, because if you have every truck has the ability to adjust the ride height, so you can go very low or very high, so you can be efficient on the highway, and you can also go off-roading. It's going to have the highest clearance of any production truck, so we're going to have about a 16-inch clearance, and you can adjust this on the fly. So it's adaptive damping and adaptive ride height. These are actually extremely important for a truck. What about a real world test? Like let's actually have a tug of war here with an F-150, it has onboard outlets for 110 and 100 and 220 volts. Woo-hoo! So you don't need a generator. Yeah. The truck literally is your generator. And as a little plus, because it's got an air suspension, we can tap off the air suspension, so you have a pneumatic source. So you have an onboard air compressor. Of course, it will come with autopilot standard. Yeah. So there'll be three versions. So that's the price without any incentives. That's just like the price without any incentives. But the actual economics are even better than that, because the cost of electricity is much less than the cost of gasoline. So when you look at the actual cost of ownership here, you're paying much less for electricity than you are for gasoline. You're paying much less for maintenance. There's no oil changes, no smog checks, no nothing, none of that stuff. So your maintenance is low, your cost of operations are low, and so it's actually comparable to a gasoline truck that's $10,000 to $15,000 less.
Well, CNN reacted to the styling by saying when the truck initially drove on the stage, many in the crowd couldn't believe that this was the vehicle they'd come to see. The Cybertruck looks like a large metal trapezoid on wheels, more like an art piece than a truck. And then CNN says, this is a lovely sentence, bless them. A man with a sledgehammer hit the sides of the truck without damaging it. Yeah, the man with the sledgehammer, CNN. The man with the sledgehammer you describe as some sort of generic stagehand is actually Franz von Holzhausen. He is the chief designer at Tesla, and he is one of the most important people in the company behind Elon Musk. But yes, let's call him a man with a sledgehammer. Tesla's Cybertruck looks nothing like a traditional pickup. Truck buyers may want to stand out, but it's unclear they'll be comfortable with standing out that much. So that was their take on it, and where are you with it? So I'm recording this a few hours after the reveal, and so let me tell you the mechanics of how I saw this. It was at 3 a.m., 4 a.m. UK time, so I did not get up in the middle of the night or stay up to watch it live. Got up as normal on Friday morning and watched it back. First reaction, because I tell you the truth, I'm completely honest on this podcast. First reaction, I did not like it. It looked like CNN says, an art piece. I thought, no one's going to buy this. This is a flight of fancy. This is a billionaire indulging himself. Elon, what have you done? Was my first honest reaction. And I know that's not everyone's. I know some people love it. First impressions, that was mine. But you need to live with it. And, of course, in the course of writing this show today, I've been back and forth many times, been doing a bit of writing, going back to look at the pictures, go back to a bit more writing, look at the pictures. And when you, and I've not seen it in the flesh, when you look at videos, when you look at pictures of various different angles, it kind of softens. And now, even after only a few hours, I'm kind of used to it. Now, bearing in mind that Elon and Tesla have been promising a truck for 7 years since they first tabled the idea of you've got to be making a truck at some point in the lineup. We know this has gone through many, many design iterations with Elon and France. So they're obviously used to looking at this. This is their best effort so far. And although it took most people's breath away, it certainly did mine. You know what? The more you look at it, all I would say, if you're not on board with it yet, spend some time. Just let it sink in. Like any piece of artwork, almost, without being too lofty on this podcast. Like anything that challenges you. It's almost like when you hear an argument that someone makes that is not your belief, but you listen to it and you're like, oh, I think they're right. That, you know, that sort of, that uncomfortable feeling of, oh, blimey, everything I thought was wrong, I need to change my mind here. That can be a little bit uncomfortable for a few, I don't know, minutes, days, in some cases years. And so I had that feeling of, I don't like it. And then the more I looked at it and read it, I thought, I kind of do like it, actually. Would I spend my own money on it? Well, a different matter. But, I, you know what, it's growing. And so that's kind of where I am. Where are you on that journey of love it, hate it, indifference? I'd love to know. Okay, let's move on. From Motor1.com, their reaction was surrounded by iconic vehicles from Hollywood sci-fi history like Blade Runner and Back to the Future. Tesla unveiled their interpretation of a sci-fi themed electric pickup in Southern California. The Cybertruck. Something very different about this machine versus all others. There's something you absolutely can't mistake this truck for anything else on the road. The body is steel alloy, dent resistant, scratch resistant. No paint on this particular one that we saw. Someone who is jealous, who keys it? No problem. Buff it out. And a sledgehammer couldn't dent the door either. The Cybertruck, bulletproof to 9mm shells. The glass is said to be strong. Not quite as strong on stage as it was meant to be. The glass did shatter spectacularly, and shortly after that, Elon did post a video on his Twitter, of course, where else, on his Twitter, of a video that they took before the reveal, which is them throwing that same ball at that window, and they said they did it many, many times. Clearly, they wouldn't have done it on stage if there was any doubt that it would have. So they're looking into why that happened. But he posted a video of inside the factory, as it was France, throwing the same steel ball at the windows. It just bounces right off. They did it in slow-mo. And you see the window flex and this big steel ball, like a bowling ball, just bounces right off. And so, clearly, something went wrong on stage and something didn't happen as it should have done. We know that the video they posted afterwards, which was the preparations, it worked perfectly to plan. So, road and track. Take a look at the specs. 0 to 60, 2.9 seconds, as I mentioned. 10.8 seconds for the quarter mile. I mean, that's crazy, right? A quarter mile time of 10.8 seconds. If you are going for the base version, you'll get over 250 miles of range. And if you're charging at 250 kilowatts, look, that's, you know, again, use case. Always think use case. That is probably fine for most people. The entry-level one is rear-wheel drive. There will be a mid-level two-wheel drive and a top-of-the-range three-wheel motor. Or three-motor all-wheel drive. Musk said the truck will have adaptive air suspension, adaptive dampers, 16 inches of ground clearance, 35 degrees approach angle, and a 28-degree departure angle. That bed, which is 6.5 feet long and can carry £3,500, towing £14,000, even had an ATV, all-terrain vehicle, on there on stage. As per TechCrunch's first article, they said when the vehicle came out, people cheered and gasped. Some wondered if this really was the Cybertruck. Maybe this was a joke and the real one was hiding. Others seemed disappointed it wasn't market ready. As Musk began rolling through the specs, though, the body, the performance, the price, the crowd, if you watched it, I did in delay, really began to build in excitement. The one more thing was the all-terrain vehicle. The independent newspaper in this country, which is interesting, always looking at the mainstream, or rather the non-EV media. It comes with 6 seats as standard, an armoured glass and ultra-strong panels. The Cybertruck has an exoskeleton design. In other words, rather than what they call body and frame, so rather than a thing that a different chassis cab can sit on, this starts life as one whole piece, an exoskeleton. A new class of strength, speed and versatility, which is what they said, or Tesla said. You can only do that, they say, with an EV design. On the specs, according to Slash Gear, they were impressed by the price. And that was the bit when I played you the audio where you heard all of that cheering. And people just went mad when they flashed up on screen. $39,900. Single motor, rear-wheel drive. $39,900. How is that even possible? Coming back to what I said before, I think this is contingent on battery improvements, battery technology improvements, and efficiencies and price coming down. They can make a profit at $39,900? Wow. Dual motor, all-wheel drive, $49,900. We know there's no more subsidies left, no more tax incentives for Tesla. This is the price. $49,900. Wow. Trimotor, which does come in 2022, by the way. So we're a couple of years away from that. $69,900. And of course, full self-driving at the minute, that's $7,000. Elon did say that would be going up and up and up in price as it becomes more feature rich. Autocar reacted by saying that actually, whilst it was a shocking design, it's pretty conventional in terms of the load bay. 6.5 feet long. That's the same. That's the standard that the Ford F-150 sets. And the lockable storage space with a covered load bay. The vault is 2,800 litres. The Cybertruck can seat 6 adults, says Autocar. And the cabin is pure Tesla. Minimalism. Just a touchscreen. You even change gear on the touchscreens. There's no stalks next to the steering wheel. One thing I wondered, how do you use the indicator? How do you signal that you're going to be turning? There's literally, at this stage, no stalks. I mean, there's no wing mirrors either. So there will be things that change when you get to production. Also, it was the crazy little joystick-style weird steering wheel the Roadster has. Of course, we know that's illegal on regulations. So the production car will come with a regular round steering wheel. When it enters production, the truck suspension is adaptive air suspension. So if you do need that 16 inches of ground clearance, this will give it to you. Wired website took a look at the market segment. And again, I've said to you on this podcast before, we don't really have pickup trucks in this country. Of course, we have them, as in there are tradespeople who do need them for work. But it's not such a crazy massive segment like it is in the US or utes in Australia. Unlike luxury SUVs with off-roading capabilities, nobody really uses those. They just want the SUV for the school run. Pickups do tend to be used for work. And if not for work, if you are buying a truck in the US and you don't use it Monday to Friday, chances are maybe for leisure at the weekend. You're towing a boat or a trailer on a Saturday, Sunday. Many, though, do go to contractors, construction workers, who need their beds and their capacious torque to get the job done. Others go to civilians who might go dirt biking or riding horses at the weekend, take the boat to the lake, need a pickup power to get their equipment around. The big automakers pay very careful attention to trucks. They know their customers so well and develop each new model on decades of learnings. But that is based on what customers tell you they want. Elon Musk doesn't do that. He doesn't go to the customer and says, what would you like from a vehicle? We'll make it. Like the others, he tries to rethink the customer experience. Radical design could appeal to customers who want something different. Going back to TechCrunch for the styling, they talk about the unibody design, and it's something that it hadn't occurred to me, and it was interesting to learn this. The unibody design, which makes sense for Tesla, which doesn't want a large, bulky frame under the body. That's not the way they're going to make this. Tesla wants batteries under the whole of the vehicle. They use the body to protect the batteries. And because of the unibody design, the vehicle has to employ a design element to enable the high-capacity towing, and that is the sail pillar. And so if I try and describe it, you've got the front of the car. The A pillar is, of course, the one that sits in front of the driver. The B pillar is what sits between, well, behind, like next to your head, really, if you're the driver. C pillar, which goes behind the back of the passengers. And then, if you imagine a line going all the way to the end of the bed, as it were, or what they call the vault, Tesla have just kind of gone straight down at an angle, the triangle, which I think challenged a lot of people's views of the styling. But it turns out that function has led the form, because you need to do that if you are not doing the traditional construction of a truck. That sail pillar is actually a structural element. The vehicle's towing capacity would be limited by the body design rather than the strength of the engine. Towing places stress on a vehicle's frame. And if you want to pull more, you need a beefier frame, or with the unibody design, to have that towing capacity, that sail pillar, that unconventional design does the job of adding strength. Something no one is talking about yet that I've seen the logo. Is it the Cybertruck in that cyber font, or is it the Cybertruck, or is it Cybertruck with all the vowels missing, or is it the graffiti style, that spray paint graffiti logo that was on screen for so much of the presentation? Electrek said the design is polarizing and will take some getting used to for some people. That's an understatement. Someone I follow on Twitter and who supports this podcast, Phil Roberts, said, I've changed my mind, I've ordered one. So yeah, obviously Phil saw it and was like, no. And thought about it and went, yes. He changed his mind. Biggest takeaway from the Cybertruck launch, says Phil, is the 250-mile range in a heavy and large truck that will have an 80 to 90 kilowatt hour battery probably for the base model. So that's got to mean they're confident that the battery price is going to be coming down. So what does that mean for other Teslas? A Model 3, standard range, going down in price, 30k, maybe by the year 2022, if they can make their batteries cheaper, smaller, more powerful. It's a good point. I hadn't thought about that. What does it mean for the rest of the range? The presenter of Fully Charged, Johnny Smith, who is at Car Pervert, says, looks utter shit, like a cut price movie prop. Oh dear. Johnny, not a fan. Ziggy on the forums says, I love how Elon is bit by bit making a sci-fi film a reality. Chelsea Sexton, very well known to the EV community, says, and I quote, from a specification standpoint, I believe that's probably what they're aiming for, but no question the body style is not a high-volume product, end quote. Matt DeLorenzo is the senior executive editor at Kelly Blue Book, and I quote, it will be a niche product at best and poses no threat in the pickup market as we know today, end quote. I don't know who Matt Lorenzo is. He says it poses no threat to the pickup market. I always look back at BlackBerry laughing at Apple's iPhone, and then wear a BlackBerry now. I remember Steve Ballmer from Microsoft laughing at Apple. And where is Microsoft's smartphone business now? So I think it's always interesting to look at those people who are either keyboard warriors or who call themselves experts, or a senior executive editor at Kelly Blue Book. Again, we don't have that in this country, but whatever he does, I'd be interested to know why somebody would say it poses no threat to the pickup market. Just interesting to be that sure of yourself. I guess there's no consequence, is there? If in 3 years' time it's a wild seller, I guess no one's going to look back at Mr. DeLorenzo's quote. But, of course, when the stock market opened on Friday morning, the share price did dip I don't think the smashed window thing particularly helped. And of course, it shows that many people still have to get their head around it. The executive director of Insights at Edmunds, Jessica Caldwell, says this, and I quote, "If the Tesla truck wasn't something that was somewhat polarising, it wouldn't be a Tesla. Tesla's built its brand around striking design and doing things differently." End quote. I think she's pretty much on the money there. Inside EV's forum user Robert Weekly said this, and I'll finish off with this, because if I could have written this, I would have done, because he managed to condense all of the sort of thoughts that were whizzing around my brain at 1,000 miles an hour. I think, how do I process this? And when I read Robert's comment, I was like, you know what? I agree. So I'm going to read it out. And this is his comment. "The base model of 39.9 is $500 above the Model 3 Standard Range Plus. That's for the same range, but it can tow a Model 3 and another one at the same time. The tow rating of the base model, £7,500, and it can seat more people than the Model 3. Move up one spec. The dual motor all-wheel drive Cybertruck is $2,200 more than a dual motor Model Y, but it's got 20 miles more range. It's got a towing capacity of £10,000. It's quicker than the Model Y. It'll go 0-60 under 4.5 seconds. Model Y is 4.8, by the way. And then you got the top spec Cybertruck. It's not cheap. It's $70,000. It's still $5,500 less than a long-range Model X. For that price, $70,000 of top Cybertruck, you get $25,000 more in your back pocket by not buying the Model X. And it's about the same the speed, 0.2 seconds slower. But it goes further. Remember, top spec Model X, range of 305, Cybertruck top spec, 500 plus models. Like I say, like they did, I think, with the Semi and the Roadster. And now this, they're giving you specs which can't be achieved today, but they are so confident in their R&D roadmap, they can promise them today knowing they'll hit them. Well, that's my take. What's your take? I would love to hear from you. It's been a long show today, and it's taken a while to get my head around. I hope that is a more considered view. I waited a few hours to record this. A more considered podcast than if I'd just immediately hit record after it and tried to burble out some thoughts. So, I pressed pause, had to think about it, did this show. But I want to know what you think. Now, email me. My address is hello@evnewsdaily.com. Well, my EV's question of the week is, if you were marketing for a new EV brand, maybe if you were doing the marketing for the Cybertruck, how would you do it? Would you do a TV ad? What would be in it? You can email me, hello@evnewsdaily.com, or leave a comment on YouTube and Facebook. Well, thank you to 251 patrons of the podcast for keeping me going. I couldn't do it without you. Check out patreon.com/evnewsdaily, my premium partner, Phil Roberts of Electric Future, Brad Crosby, my premium partner, and Avid Technology as well. I'll read out all my exec producers and above on Sunday's show. In the archive, 648 shows. The new ones come out every single day with your latest hit of EV news. Have a wonderful day. Catch you soon. And remember, there is no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.